There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
No, but like, Michael, just like do it like right now. Have you done it right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God, have we...
He does that. Yeah. Just do it right now.
We've got so much to tell people.
Oh my God. First of all, welcome back to... listeners.
Like, I've really, really missed this.
Oh, I know.
I've got so many things to talk about. I feel like I could talk about things up until Christmas without looking at anything else.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
I've got my reminders list. Can I just say reminders has got better?
Shut up.
Apple Reminders.
What's it offering
for those
now?
Of you, listen, we recommended Reminders ages ago.
Wait, I'm going to go and get a pen. Carry on talking because I'm going to get a pen and some paper so I can write down what we've
talked
about.
Yeah, great. That's a very brilliant idea. I recommended Reminders ages ago. So if you've got an iPad or an iPhone or anything like that, Apple's got this thing that comes automatically called Reminders, and you can make lists of things. So like lists of movies you'd like to watch. So if somebody mentions a movie like, Dystopia or something like that, I don't know if that's even a movie or not, but you could just put it in your movies to watch list on Reminders. Or I have a to-do list, I have a shopping list, I have an MD London kind of business things to-do list, and then I have... Yeah, all the cards.
Oh.
Yeah. I knew they were there.
Oh, so excited about that. I've got birthdays coming.
We go to Scribbler a lot and do that thing where you can buy like 4 cards for £9. Scribbler's like a birthday card shop. And every time we go there, we stock up. We now have a pile of cards, probably more than Scribbler have got in their shop.
Yeah, they're good.
But it's very helpful because when it's somebody's birthday, you just go through it all, don't you?
This is...
Davina's got a lot of birthdays coming up. Go on, what does it say?
When people say I'm rude, I simply tell the cunts to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, but what does it say on the card?
I saw this big cock and thought
Sorry,
of you.
Sorry, that was a really good joke.
I laughed.
Really?
I laughed. I went, yeah, but you know what's happened to me over the summer?
Yeah. You got bored of jokes.
No, I've started silent laughing. It's a killer.
Ah, okay.
It's not good for your confidence. I'm going to have to start making noises again.
Okay, yeah. You could do that. You started to do this dastardly and motley laugh.
And you can't hear it, and it makes you sad.
I can see it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you weren't looking at me. It's because we're doing the podcast. No. You were looking at the computer. And
anyway,
it's okay.
I'm going back
you
to Reminders.
You are still very funny. Reminders.
But look what you can do in Reminders, which I didn't realise. Like, one of my recommendations this week is Frank's Hot Buffalo Sauce.
Yes.
They've brought out a new version.
Is that the green one?
The green one, So Frank's Buffalo Sauce is my favourite hot sauce. So it goes in everything. Spag bol, burgers.
Everything.
The lot. You know, I put it on... Everything I eat is brilliant. Mm-hmm. But I was in Sainsbury's the other day and realised they brought out a new one, which is called Frank's Jalapeno Relish, which is the same bottle with the same lid and everything, but it's green inside. But look at the reminders list. Now comes with a picture. So in the reminders list...
Okay, I'm starting reminders. Because I do it all in notes, but I'm changing.
Yeah, you can now write down the thing I want to be reminded of, but also take a picture of anything in relation to it and put that into the reminder as well. Mm. So Reminders has been bloody fantastic, but look at my list of things to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it's relentless.
Quite outrageous, isn't it? There's tons of stuff. But first of all, ladies and gentlemen, can we just say we hope that you had a lovely summer.
Do you know, I thought you were going to announce that we got married.
Did you?
Yeah.
Without you even knowing.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, did we? What? It sounded like, first of all, everybody, we've got an announcement. And I was like, have we? We're pregnant? We're having...
I think...
Yes.
...that I had the best summer that I've had for 10 years.
I absolutely second that.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
We have had the greatest summer of our lives. We did a bit of work, but not too much.
Yeah, yeah.
We enjoyed our kids.
Yeah.
We had some time together alone, which doesn't often happen.
No.
That was a treat.
Or sometimes it happens and you feel a bit guilty about it.
Yes.
I felt genuinely free this summer.
Well, I think they're all a bit older.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all busy doing their own things and very happy.
Mm-hmm.
So when the kids are happy, we're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were free.
So,
and we had an amazing family holiday.
We did. We spent a lot of time in Ibiza this summer, yeah, which great. We've recommended probably quite a few times this summer. But
we explored the north.
Yeah, we explored the north. We did this amazing sunset kayak thing. We got to Ibiza and then we went to the north of the island. Can't remember the name of the beach, but I will try.
We're going to find out,
and I'll find it out.
I'll send a message.
It's in a WhatsApp.
Okay, it's probably in a WhatsApp from you. Carry on talking,
from Simon. And he said, "Meet us at this beach." I think it began with an X. Was the name of the beach in the very north of the island, and he said we're going to do this kayaking trip. So it's a 2 kilometer kayak around the island at the top, and then we went to a little private beach and all the rest of it, and it's up by the Six Senses Hotel. But I think it's the best sunset I've ever seen, and you know, I've been to all sorts of exotic places and one thing or another, but what was brilliant about it really was that you just saw the horizon. So you saw the sky and then the ocean, but no land. You looked out towards where the sun was setting, which is in the west, I think. That's what Brian Cox told me. And then there was a pure line that went through the sun as it set, and it was just unbelievable.
It was phenomenal, wasn't
it? What was also amazing is the color of the water that we were kayaking in turned black, like inky black, and then really still as the sun went down, and all of us were just like, fucking hell. Like,
it was extraordinary.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it was so unbelievably beautiful
and
relaxing, but also something that all of us really enjoyed doing. That's
and there was about 24 of us that did it. But I mean, if you're going to Ibiza, this is an absolute no-brainer. You want to go, I guess, about 6 o'clock at night, or it was probably about 5:30 when we set off, and it was a couple of hours until the sunset.
Sorry, I'm nearly there. I'm looking up, you know, every single WhatsApp group that we were on.
Yeah,
I've looked up Simon.
Beefer.
I've looked up Linda.
Okay.
But I am now, I think I'm in the right place. I'm in the right ballpark.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a break when we record this podcast. So during the break, we can dig it out. But
yeah, it was very, very
amongst
good.
The other things we've talked about with regards to Ibiza, the sunset kayak thing was just bloody
absolutely
mind-bendingly
yeah.
brilliant. So I'd highly recommend that. And yeah, and it's nice to be back at work, but I have to say I'm struggling a little bit, to be honest.
Well, it's just quite hard to get back into the swing of things, especially because last week was so sunny. It feels like we should still all be on summer holiday. And August and July were a bit shit.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think we filmed My Mum, Your Dad in May, and it was epic weather.
So just so you know, ladies and gents, we're recording this on Tuesday night. It's 10 to 9, and we're going to stop at 9 o'clock to watch My Mum, Your Dad, which is Davina's new TV show. So how long does it run for? Because this
will
go out on Friday, so it's got another week to run after
this. I mean, if I were you, if you haven't watched it yet, binge watch it Saturday, Sunday.
Mm.
You've only got to get through 5 episodes.
Yeah.
They're an hour long each. I'm telling you, once you start watching it, you will want to watch all 5 in one hit.
Mm.
And then start next week, because the second week, it's hard to better the first. But, you know, the first show, we're just setting everything up. We're introducing you to everybody. But tonight's show, Tuesday night, so you'll be right into it by Friday, is really good. And they just get better and better. I mean, it's tear-jerking and hilarious.
Well, we were talking about that with Lily today. There was something about laughing and crying that's very close to one another.
Yeah.
And what really good television does is it does that to you. It makes you laugh and then it makes you cry, or it makes you cry and then it makes you laugh. But there is, in the centre of that paradox, is pure joy, is the that flip of...
Well, I think it's letting go as well, because when you really laugh and when you really cry, you absolutely let go of everything.
But to slide from one to another, the moment you go from one to another...
Thing,
it's one of the things I loved about Only Fools and Horses, they managed to capture...
They totally do.
That heartbreaking love between Del and Rodney, and then the hysericalness of their life. You know, it was just, it was brilliant.
Friends did that as well.
Friends did that very well. You're absolutely right, yeah. It's hard to describe your excitement about this show. You're excited about every TV show you work on. You really are. I know lots of celebrities who are just relieved to be famous and that would basically present anything. But you're not that. You're somebody who absolutely invests their life into the show they're working on, and wouldn't do a show they didn't want to do.
Yes,
I've seen you turn down tons and tons of stuff.
Yes,
but this show, I have not seen you as excited about the show.
I'm literally very excited about watching tonight. It's
crazy. Yeah, no, me too, actually.
So funny.
But I think it's your excitement that is bleeding into me, And I'm like, I have to be excited, otherwise I'm going to look weird. But having said that, we watched episode one last night with lots of friends.
Oh, it's so nice.
It was bloody brilliant.
Yeah, it was so nice. And kids.
Yeah.
That was what was nice. The kids loved it too. Well, anyway, I'm going to stop banging on about it.
There's young people in it and there's older people in it. And so there is something in it for everyone. It's absolutely brilliant. Shall we do a very quick recommendation before we break?
I've got a really quick one.
Yes.
That I can easily recommend because you remember the Revy strips that we recommended that were the strips that we put under our tongue when we just ran the 5K?
We ran the 5K, yeah.
And I spoke to Paddy, Holly's boyfriend, and he was doing the Great North Run. And Revy's actually had sent me a little goodie bag and I gave him some of the goodie bag. And he said, because there are some extra strong Revy strips now, and he said when he was flagging, he put a strip under his tongue and...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Phew, he went really super fast and he was amazing.
Fantastic.
And he ran it a half marathon in 1 hour 39. Yeah, I mean, that is pretty amazing. They have also brought out, which is really, really good for post-workout, for recovery, or during any kind of extreme. So something like on a run, a hypertonic electrolyte drink.
Oh, okay.
And I don't see electrolyte drinks around
so
anymore.
Much anymore, no.
But this one... it's all natural, it's rapid, it's low calorie.
Okay.
So it's great.
So that's Revy's.
Yeah.
And this is the drink. This is the powder thing, is it powder drink?
Yeah, and it's easy on the stomach, you know, because sometimes they can be a bit...
I'm going to recommend... I've written beef here.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But I'm not talking about beef.
Oh.
I'm talking about the bear.
You're talking about the bear.
But he actually calls
we've already recommended
beef.
Beef.
Yeah, yes, we have. Yeah. I know. But I got slightly confused and I've written down the wrong thing. So we did watch Beef, which I thought was bloody brilliant, by the way. But when we were on holiday, we went on holiday with another family, your best friends.
Who have become your best friends.
Well, exactly, yeah. And their son,
I share.
Linus, came along with his girlfriend and they kept nipping off. And I said, where are you nipping off to?
That's a very dangerous question to ask young people.
You know, in the afternoon, in Ibiza, you know, when the sun is out and the swimming pool is here, what are you two young people nipping off to do? Anyway, they were going off to watch the bear, unless that was a euphemism for something. I thought, okay. So Linus's girlfriend's job is to read literature and then decide whether it should be bought to be made into a movie or a series. And Beef was one of the things that she read that got turned into a Netflix drama. So I thought, well, she knows what she's talking
about. She really does.
She's watching stuff that she knows is really good.
What a great job as well, right?
Oh, my God. What a dream job.
You would love that job.
Yeah. So I started watching The Bear. Now, I'd watched it before. I watched one episode before and I thought it was a bit intense and not really for me. But then I remembered they're only like 28 minutes long and I thought, great, this is what I'm looking for. 28 minutes long.
Are they?
Yeah, they're not really long. And, you know, I wanted something a bit intense and quite exciting, so I did. Anyway, it's about a young man who is forced to come back to take over his brother's restaurant. He is a Michelin-starred chef and worked in the greatest restaurant in the world in New York City and is forced to come back and run his brother's restaurant, which is this kind of meat house that makes kind of sandwiches
I've
and stuff like that. It's very famous.
I loved it.
And it's called, the restaurant's weirdly called Beef, I think, which is why I got all a bit confused. Anyway, he comes back and he's now having to work with all these sous chefs, who, you know, are good, but they've not really got the passion perhaps that they could have or would like to have. And he inspires them and gets them all going and everything. And then there's other little storylines that run through it. You know, there's a black girl in it who I guess is struggling a little bit to be heard and be seen. So there's that kind of race card being very nicely played, I think, in all of that. There's older women and men in the kitchen as well, so there's the dynamic of that being managed by younger people, this hotshot coming in, and then there's the history of his brother who's killed himself. It is unfolding throughout the series as well. And then there's a cousin.
Have you done the first and second series?
No, I'm halfway through the second series. I said the second series perhaps not as good as the first series, but I still think it's all really good and all worth watching. And the lead guy in it,
he's so good.
He's very good. He's very peculiar looking.
He's Jolilé.
Yes. Yeah, what's that stand
so
for
So the
again?
French have an expression which is pretty ugly.
Yeah, okay, that's me.
But I mean, that's like a literal translation of it. But it means somebody who is really attractive, but you're not quite sure. Not in a conventional way. Unconventionally attractive. That's what it is. Jolie Lou.
It's good. There's lots to do with addiction in there as well. Alcoholism, lots of good family stuff in there. Mm. Lots of kind of mafia stuff as well. And a mafioso feel to it. But it's set in Chicago, which just gives it a slightly different flavour. Because it feels a bit New York-y. Yeah, I've never been to Chicago as well.
It's where they filmed Oprah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But when they film outside and everything, you can tell it's kind of not New York. And it just has a slightly different edge feel to it, which I think, I'm so glad this is not in New York. Yeah. And there's just a slightly kind of different vibe in Chicago. So anyway, it's called The Bear. It's on Disney. There's two seasons of it. And I believe there's going to be a third. And I'm really enjoying it.
Great.
That was my recommendation. Okay, should we go and watch My Mum and Your Dad?
I'm excited.
And then we'll be back shortly.
Okay.
All right, lots of love, everybody.
Bye.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. I loved
it. I apologise, first of all, that I've started to eat a packet of
Why do you do that? Because
Walker's,
we've just had a...
salt vinegar squares.
No, but we've literally had an hour off where you could have eaten...
I know, I could have eaten them.
...as many crisps as you like, but there's something about talking on a microphone...
I know, and eating.
...that you want to eat.
I'm so sorry.
But no more.
No more.
Not even
could
when
I eat
you...
that little
no,
bit?
No, because you
just
think
that
we can't hear you licking your teeth.
Can I say, ladies and gentlemen, that... A multi-pack of Walker's squares in salt and vinegar for a bag is only 97 calories. That's what convinced me to
open. What, the whole multi-pack?
No, that bag.
Oh. Well, it's fucking
most
tiny.
Bags of crisps are 130 calories.
Yeah, but most bags of crisps are twice the size of that. Look at the size of that.
I opened the cupboard and I said to myself, if it's under 100 calories, I'm going to have it.
Well,
and
that's... You bought them.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. I didn't know what calorific... they were or anything. Okay, I'm gonna not do that. My Mum, Your Dad was brilliant.
Yes. Do you know what's interesting? I had a little cry again. I think it's when they say when they sit on the sofa with their kid, kind of explaining, doing a little talking head, explaining why they're going in.
Yeah.
And Joni was just talking about, I just would love
to get married.
To get married. And you know, a couple of people online have kind of said, why do you want to get married? Loads of us, you know, we don't want to get married, but lots of people do, like...
why aren't you more like me?
Yeah.
You know, I always think that's funny.
Everybody's different, you know.
But, like, I always think, why do you want me to be like you?
Yeah, we're all different.
Why don't you want to be
exactly.
like you? You know, I always find it
and
funny
And it's
that.
More about the feelings. It's more like, oh, it's sad because you want something, regardless of whether I want it or not. Mm. And you've never had it.
The other thing she said, which I thought was very nice and very honest, was she said, I'm looking for the thing I've been looking for my whole life.
Yeah.
And I think there is something just weirdly innate about us that we want somebody to love us or to really like us or appreciate us. And it gives us some kind of value.
One of the
and there's nothing wrong with that either. Like, it's fine. It's just like a completely normal thing because you can't live your life on your own.
One of the things I'm going to recommend later is about the blue zone areas of the world in which the people live the longest and why do they do that. And one of them is friendships over 40.
Relationships, yeah.
And hearing Elliot talking about coming downstairs in the morning to people and
that was
community.
Nice, wasn't it?
He said, it's like nice, Christmas.
Not nice to wake
you know,
up with people.
Loneliness.
Yeah.
I.e., if you don't have a partner or you haven't got a good circle of friends, close friends that you see regularly, is a killer. It makes you die younger. And there's proof of that, that we need to forge closer friendships. But it's hard.
I did a documentary series for The One Show back in the day where I did Dry January, basically, and I didn't drink for 3 months. Mm. And then they did all sorts of tests on whether drinking was, how bad it was for you and how good Dry January was for you. And then we did a lot of other bits of research from various universities that came in. And one of the most fascinating things was that people lived within like a quarter mile radius of a pub and they went there at least once a week, lived longer.
Yeah.
So
it's
it wasn't
that
whether a drink reduced your life expectancy. Actually, the social aspect of having a drink, you know, once or twice a week and going to a local pub and meeting somebody had huge health benefits
for
you.
And Michael, think of the impact of social media on that, where you don't go out and see anyone. You see them all online and it doesn't have the same effect on you. You don't have that same kind of feeling of camaraderie, or you don't get a hug and you don't get...
So much
it's
in
so
there,
weird.
Isn't it?
Anyway,
read the thing
we were
read,
going to discuss
something.
So,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, I've been inundated with lovely positive messaging and... It seems wrong to read out the one bad one, but this one bad
really
one I thought
though.
Was interesting. Yeah. And I'm not going to say the name of the person, but it says, disappointing that people on My Mum, Your Dad are not reflective of the general people of their age. Nothing more than Love Island for older people. How to make middle-aged people feel shit to add to young people feeling shit. This is Davina.
I'm amazed that somebody could think that.
I don't feel like that. I feel like they range from 43 to 58. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a wide range of
43
ages.
43 to 58. Okay, yes.
And I feel like there's all types of...
Bodies.
Bodies.
Hair.
And hair. Mm-hmm. And they...
Skin.
Yeah, and skin. Nails. And sometimes what I like is they don't wear makeup and they look different. Like, I'm not wearing makeup today and I look quite different to how I do when I do wear makeup. Mm. But that's what happens when you get older.
I think they're very representative of people of that age. And when I think about all the people I know and knock
they're
about
all
with...
They sort of look like that.
Think about Andy or Reese or Peter and Kevin. Yes. Or, you know, anyone around the 50-year-olds. I don't
agree.
See
or
them
or anybody we watched the show with last
different.
Night.
Yeah. I mean, I realised I listed a lot of men there. But I'm thinking about all the women
all
that
your,
I know
those
in
are
their
all your
40s.
Mates, right?
Think about all the women that came around last night to
that's
watch
what
the show,
I mean.
Whether it's Joe or Poppy or Miriam or whatever.
Yeah.
Completely representative.
Yeah.
Interesting what people think is representative of 50 or whatever. But I think it's been brilliantly cast, the show, and I'm really enjoying it.
Absolutely.
I hope everybody else as well.
Love these people on this show. Very brave.
It's great.
You know.
It's great. I bought a little gadget this week, and I thought it was great, and I really want to tell people about it.
Oh, great.
And I'll tell you why.
I love
because,
a gadget.
Yeah, my hairdryer, the MD London Blow, has got what they call a brushless DC motor in it. And it's not, I'm not talking about this. But what I really wanted to do one day was create a cordless hairdryer.
Yes,
so this brushless DC motor means there's less moving parts, less friction, so it consumes less energy. Because the fan and all the bits and pieces that move inside it is less. So... and then I saw this guy come on Instagram and he said, this is a cordless, brushless, DC motorized vacuum cleaner. And I was like, whoa, hang on a second.
So if it can suck.
It could blow.
It can blow.
The big problem is heat. You're generating heat from a battery. You just can't do it. Okay. So I'm not really talking about that. But it was the fact that he's taken the technology of the brushless DC motor, which is brilliant. He's reversed it, put it in a vacuum cleaner.
Is this 3D printer man?
It isn't, no.
Oh, okay.
He's reversed it, obviously. He put it in a tiny little vacuum cleaner that is cordless, doesn't generate heat.
This is the one you use in the car.
This one you use in the car.
Oh, it's
so
great.
It's tiny, this thing. It's like the size of a water pistol or something like that. You charge it with a USB-C charger, which is now universal. You notice Apple came out with their new iPhones today, all USB-C charged.
Was it today?
It's today.
Have you ordered one?
No, I'm going to... When we get into bed, we'll have a look at what Apple have said on their talk and see what's going on. Anyway, I thought, my car is covered in crumbs. And do you know why? Because I love Greggs. And I've got pastry crumbs all over my car.
Crisps.
And then I also love crisps and nuts and Cadbury's Flake. So there's lots of flaky bits of stuff everywhere. And although a big hoover can suck all that stuff up, I very rarely get it out. So anyway, this little handheld hoover. Now, it does two things. One, it blows because obviously as air gets sucked onto it, it's got to go out the other end. So you can put a nozzle on it and you can blow all the crumbs off all the like the gear stick and all the knobs and the radio and the stereo and the air conditioning and all that. Mm. And then you can put another thing on. You can suck all that dust up. Anyway, I bloody love this thing. It now lives in my car. I can charge it through the cigarette lighter. And if it's all looking a bit crummy and a bit disgusting before you get in it, and when we're going driving somewhere, I can think, oh, before she gets in it,
do you make it nice
and make
me?
It nice for you and get suck up all the crumbs and all that kind of jazz. And then you don't even know how many steak picks I've had.
No, I don't.
Anyway, it was great. It's $25.99, which
Where'd
is nothing.
It?
I got it on Amazon, and it's from a shop called Pero Buono. So Perobuno store. It says
spell
Pero Buono.
Buno.
Because it's not going to name this thing, so it's obviously just from China, you know, but it's called a 3-in-1 vacuum cleaner, compressed air, dust blower, and handheld cordless car hoover. But it's brilliant for blasting all the crap off your keyboard from your computer, sucking all the dust up from little nooks and crannies that you can't get to with a big hoover. I got to say, it's great. And when I get in my car and I see some dust, I'm actually excited.
Excited.
Yeah. So $25.99.
Does it have a tiny little nozzle to get down the sides? Because... I think that getting in the sides of the car is so hard.
And guess what else I did with it this weekend? What? I blew up a Lilo with it.
Oh, you did?
They do a little nozzle that goes on the blowy bit. You can wazz that in your Lilo.
Wazz it.
Turn it on. Boom. You could even take this thing on holiday, stick it in your hand luggage, take it with you for blow up all your inflatables when you get there.
Michael.
I've got to say.
Was it? Boom.
Boom. $25.99. Best money I've spent in ages. And for some reason, it makes me very happy and very excited every time I turn it on and use it for all sorts of different things. So that is my first recommendation of making cut. Autumn, winter 23.
That's so great.
And to celebrate, I'm going to put a crisp in.
No. No. Oh, you're so naughty.
You can't hear that.
I can.
You can't.
No, I can hear this. I can hear it.
Okay. Have you got something, or shall I do something?
Do something, because I'm trying to... Oh, I have. Eccleston Yards is something that I heard. I think I heard from Auntie Becca. She's absolutely brilliant with her recommendations.
Yeah, she is good, yeah.
I have got a lot from her over the summer, and I've been trying to write them all down. So, it's in London. It's close to Victoria Station, and it's a new kind of area built... kind of a leafy courtyard, but it's got loads of little indie shops. I slightly feel like every high street in the UK, it doesn't matter where you go, you could even go somewhere quite quiet, it feels like the same place because they have the same shops.
Yeah.
And I have really missed things like, in London, Kensington Market.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hyper.
The old Camden.
All of the old places where you used to get independent clothes makers kind of selling their wares. But everything has become so commercialised now. So there's lots of independent shops, kind of wellness hubs, fashionable restaurants, things like that. There's lots of different kind of cafes and bars and meditation and getting fit and everything. And there's a co-working space. Mm-hmm. So it's like a hub.
Yeah.
But if you're in London, Victoria Station, it's really well worth a visit. It's really pretty. Maybe book to go and eat a meal there. It's near to Chelsea.
Great.
It's quite near to the West End, so you could go in and see a show and maybe have supper there beforehand, or just go there for a day. Or brilliant idea to book a present for a friend, like go and book a class or a kind of beauty treatment or something down there. It's called Eccleston Yards.
And there's a website for it, I think,
yes,
isn't there? Yeah. Have you read that?
I haven't got the Eccleston Yards website.
I just had it, so let me... So this one is in... it says belgravialondon.com.
Yes.
And there is Eccleston Yards section of that. Explore Eccleston Yards. So if you go to belgravialdn.com, there's a bit there.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I think we've got to give a big shout out to somebody who sent us a couple of things a while ago, probably about 8 months ago.
Yes.
We both got dry robes.
Oh, God, and, yes, we did.
This company called D-Robe got in touch with us and said, we'd love to send you a dry robe each. And I was thinking, well, great, because they are really handy. I'd like to do some kind of open water swimming, and they're really good to put on afterwards. You get out the water and all that, although we've never really got round to it, and I never find the time and all the rest of
we
it.
We must go with Liz
and Brett. Yeah, Liz and Brett, yeah. But we went to a festival this summer, and it was really good fun, and we had a great time. But just as we were leaving, somebody said, look, I think it's going to rain. And just as we walked out the door, I think it was you that turned round and said, what about the D-robes? Should we take them with us? And I thought, that's a great idea, because they're essentially like a big...
But it was the summer and we were both kind of thinking, God, isn't it a massive, great, big, heavy, fur-lined, is this a ridiculous thing to take?
It's like a sleeping bag with a hood on it, essentially. It's huge.
It saved our lives.
Oh, my God. So we're at this festival, all having a great time, and then the heavens opened in a way, like a biblical way. It was ferocious. And we couldn't get out of there because it was Saturday night and we were thinking about maybe leaving on the Sunday or whatever, but the rain was unbelievable. And then we thought, okay, let's just go and put our little welly boots on. We put them in our bags at the very last minute as well, these little ankle boots we got. And then we put the D-robes on, and then we had the best Saturday night of our lives.
What was quite funny was underneath my D-robe, I was wearing tiny workout shorts because I figured if my workout shorts got wet, they would quick dry.
Dry off, yeah.
So they dried really quickly. And then under, because I was waterproof, I was wearing like a jumper underneath my D-robe, but I looked so random. And you know when you go to a festival and you think, oh, I'm going to try and look really like cool and wear all my really cool clothes. No, that all went completely out of the window. I just looked really odd, drenched hair, you know, my weird cowboy boot, welly boots. It was very, very funny.
Where are they? Where are they from? Those welly boots? We talked about those
they
before.
They are from
Tololo boots.
Thank you.
You wear these little cowboy boot wellies from Tololo boots. And they're like leopard print.
They are amazing because they also do knee high ones and short ones in cowboy print, but they also do fake snakeskin. But the shorties look fantastic with a pair of shorts, whether it's raining or not. I mean, they look like ankle boots.
I totally agree.
They Everybody are was... really good fun. Everybody was raving about them. How much are they for a pair of boots?
Well, I'm just here. So they're on Tololo Boots is what they are on Instagram, and then there's tololoboots.com. Let's have a little look. I mean, it's really good because they've got a festival collection, basically, which is perfect. Ankle boots, because that's really what you were wearing. They're very cute. There they are. They're £72.
Oh, my God.
Five-star
Christmas.
Reviews across the board. You want to play for Christmas?
Yes, please.
What about your birthday?
Oh, my God, my birthday's before Christmas.
Birthday before Christmas.
Yes, please, forget I ever said that.
But they were brilliant to Lola Boots. So you looked very sexy in them in your short shorts.
I try.
We go back to the D-robe situation.
D-robe.
So the D-robe, so it's a great big long robe. Ours is called the, I think it's called the Beaufort. Is that what you call that? Beaufort robe.
Yeah.
And we both got them in green. And they virtually go down to your ankles or to your calves anyway. So they're massive.
The best thing about them is all the pockets.
And then there's loads, I was just going to get to that. So there's loads of pockets on the inside and on the outside. So if you've got a phone to put in there or AirPods or money or wallet or cards. All dry. We stayed up till maybe 4 a.m. or something, dancing.
In the mud.
In these robes, largely with our body and bums and bits and pieces all staying completely dry. They were a bloody...
Godsend.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're quite expensive, £179. But I've got to say, there's a million uses for this coat now. And not only is it practical, but they actually look bloody cool as well.
Bloody cool.
So if I had to go to a festival in the rain again, I would not hesitate because I know I've got the old D-robe. And I think both of us just say a massive thank you to D-robe.
Thank you very much.
When people send us stuff and then we don't talk about it, it's because I guess we're either waiting for a situation to arise where it would be used and useful. Because I don't think either of us just want to talk about products randomly. It has to be something that we've interacted with or found. But I would buy a D-robe
in a heartbeat
after I'd used one. And I'm very, very grateful that you sent them. So it's d-robeoutdoors.com is the website. Go and have a little look. There's loads of different sizes, different styles.
And it's funny because we talked about them before, but we hadn't worn one.
Sorry.
And it's nice when we actually do wear it properly.
In sand.
They do shut up. That's
they do one in
so...
like a beige
that would
sand.
Suit you. Suit you.
Yeah. Now,
amazing.
I'm quite small. I'm 5'5", by the way, and had an extra small, and it was just right.
And I had a small.
And you had a small.
And it was just right.
It was just right. So, the sizes are really, really good, I think. Great. Okay, there you go.
I've got a really good recommendation. Uh-huh. It's a food thing.
Uh-huh.
Your mum and dad, or Sue and Scott, came round and bought something with them that blew my tiny mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from Bon Maman. And Bon Maman,
I've only ever known
Bon Maman.
Make jam. Yeah.
But Bon Maman make creme brulee.
Yeah.
Am I the last person in the world to know about this?
No, I don't think so, because I didn't know about it. No.
Fuck me. I'm swearing a lot, but oh my God. This creme brulee, they give you a packet. And let me tell you, it's not just sugar.
Mm.
There's something else in the topping.
Yeah.
And you... There's something about a pudding that you kind of do it yourself a little bit.
Yes.
So it comes in the pot of the creamy bit, and then you put the sugary caramelly thing on top, mm-hmm. but it's hard, and then you burn it. But did it come with a little mini blowtorch, or did you
no,
have one?
No, I've got one of them. Yeah,
so
yeah.
What do you do if you haven't got one of those?
I put them under the grill.
Under the grill.
Just under the grill. You want just very intense heat above it, basically. Just burning down it. So under the grill,
Why have you got that burny thing? Is it for things like for cooking. Barbecues?
Yeah, oh, for cooking. And like, you know, like sometimes if you do something on the barbecue and it's cooked, but it's not charred or something.
Enough.
You can just scorch it.
To make it look good.
Yeah, so it's very good for the top of a cottage pie. You know, like sometimes the mash gets a bit soft and sinks a bit. Mm. So you get it out and everything's cooked and everything's hot, but the mash looks a bit sloppy. You can just scorch it with a blowtorch and it goes brown and crispy on top.
Oh, that's quite clever.
Yeah, they're really good. They're a anyway, good little gift, for a chef.
I've got to say, this bon maman creme brulee was next level. I said, I'm only going to have half. I had all of mine and then I proceeded to eat the topping off everything that was left. So the bon maman creme brulee was off the blooming charts. And you put the pot in the oven so you can have it hot until golden and bubbling, allowed to cool slightly before eating because you've obviously got to be careful about the topping.
Mm.
But I had it cold. You just blowtorched the top. It immediately solidified and then I ate it. Epic.
I've got to say,
epic. Can I just also tell you how much it costs? So different prices in different stores. At the moment, it looks like Waitrose has got the cheapest. Oh, no, Tesco's. Tesco's is at £2 on Tesco grocery, £2.50 on Morrison's, £3.20 on Asda. So a lot of variety in prices, but it looks like Tesco grocery is beating everybody at the moment.
Nice. I was just having a look how many calories were in that.
No.
Can I just say, I've been on the Bon Maman website, bonmaman.co.uk. Bloody hell, it's good. They've got so many nice things on there.
But it's funny because they are just so known for their jam that you don't think...
But they do a whole bunch of chilled desserts, which look really good. They do a lovely creme caramel. They do the creme brulee, if you've pointed out there.
Yeah.
An apple and caramel mousse.
237 calories for one of those pots. Oof. But I've got to tell you, worth every calorie.
Mm. A salted caramel creme.
What?
Yeah,
no! Oh my God, I've just seen it. Yeah. A salted caramel crepe. Yeah. No. Oh my God, we have to try that. Mm. What?
Oh, and the other thing they've done is like there's recipes on there as well for things. You know, like
God, look at that salted caramel.
It looks good, doesn't it? I like to keep the Bon Maman jars, you know.
Yeah, they look so nice.
They're quite nice for drinks. They're quite nice for tea lights. But if you go on the Bon Maman recipes, you can do these... where you take the jars and you put these desserts into
them. Oh, so nice. I mean, those jars really are. They're great for desserts. They're great for glasses. They're great for everything. So you can really reuse them. They're very good. And obviously it's all glass, which is also recyclable.
Yes, it's good, isn't it? I've watched lots of films this summer, ladies and gents, but one I do want to point out that I did absolutely love was Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Now, I love the original Guardians of the Galaxy film. Absolutely knocked me socks off. I went to the cinema to see it, not knowing what I was going to go and see. I took the kids. It was a rainy Sunday afternoon, God knows how many years ago, probably 8 or 9 years ago now. And we were like, what is Guardians of the Galaxy? And then we just went to see it. And we were just like, wow, Chris Pratt is brilliant. Star-Lord. Oh,
he
the
is
story. Mind-bending.
So good.
And really
isn't
funny.
He?
Guardians 2 all got a bit messy and a bit mixed up. So I was like, oh, maybe I've done with this. And then Guardians 3 came out recently. Well, probably about 6 to 8 months ago. And I thought, I don't know if I'm going to go and see that. Anyway, I took it with me to Ibiza and I watched it. And bloody hell, I loved every second of that film. The story...
You did. You were absolutely engrossed.
The story is centred around Rocket, which is this little raccoon friend who, I have to say, looks a lot like the dog I lost a few years ago, Ronnie.
Sweet.
Well, Ronnie and Rocket's quite close. Mm. But you fall in love with Rocket.
Do.
And then you get Rocket's backstory, which is really heartbreakingly sad. Mm. And then you get the story that's wrapped around them trying to save Rocket because he's been captured by his original captor to find something inside him that's going to somehow change the world for the worst. Or the galaxy, if you like, the worst. So they've got to go and set him free. Jesus, I just loved all of it. The story, the characters. Chris Pratt, again, was fantastic.
He's the very big versatile.
Guy.
Oh, my God.
It's not Groot, but...
He's a weightlifter
yes.
guy. I can't remember
can't
his
remember
name.
His but character in it as
well. He's fantastic in it. I saw him in something the other day.
And they do that very funny thing with language where he plays around with... let me find his name. He plays around with the language quite well where he doesn't quite understand what it is. And then they try and teach him what it is, and then he tries to use the words in various sentences. But it's very good for kids, that, yeah. It's very good for kids, that, the way they... you can kind of learn, you know, what... oh, God. I'm going through the menopause.
The menopause, I was just going to say, yeah. This is so nice to like actually see you doing what I
There's
do.
There's a funny bit about patronising, you know, where he says, don't patronise me, yeah. but he's using it in the wrong context. And then she tells him how it's done by patronising him, obviously. And then he starts to use it in the right context, but slightly the wrong way. And it's just very funny bits in there like that, which are really educational, I think, for kids and very funny for adults, because to hit that little sweet spot. And then at the end of the film, of course... Star-Lord makes a decision to do something. So I'm not going to ruin it for you, but the end of the film I thought was absolutely bloody brilliant.
Dave Bautista.
Uh-huh.
And he plays Drax.
Drax, that's right. And he's just a great big lump. But somehow he's also the thickest and the smartest of the whole gang.
And that's the other thing I quite like, that you make an assumption about somebody. Mm. I mean, I think that's what I like about real reality shows like... Big Brother, the unscripted ones,
yeah.
and where somebody goes in
mm-hmm.
and you make an immediate judgment about them, and then they spend the next 6 weeks showing you know nothing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
I love that.
Very good. Well, it's very nice to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Should we do a few shout outs?
Yeah, I can do one disappear? More quick one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
go for it, yeah,
just a very, very quick one. It's Shoes.
Can eat me crisps.
After Eight Shoes. So last night, two friends of mine were having a chat about their feet, women
mm-hmm.
With large feet who basically have struggled. So if you've got bigger than size 8 feet, it's really, really difficult to find shoes that are pretty and feminine.
Yeah.
And there is a shop in, where's that really cool restaurant called something Fire? Chilton Firehouse. There's a shoe shop there, but they're about 350 quid a pair. So if you need bigger shoes, it's like an expensive thing.
Yeah.
And then you end up wearing men's shoes, and shoes don't go bigger than 8.5 for women. And actually, feet are just getting... I know so many women who have bigger and bigger shoes, and you don't want to be wearing men's shoes. It's hard enough having big feet already. You might want to wear something attractive and... Yeah, go on.
I can greatly sympathise with this because I am...
You've got...
I'm a 6.5 or a 40. And it's... Most men's shoes start at 41. Most good men's shoes. So I'm really fucking limited. It drives me insane.
This is, you know, quite a nice... Like, they've got pumps and sandals and different shoes and they go to various sizes. There's a sale on at the moment. And the price is, you know, this pair of shoes, they're a size 8, and I think that's the only size left, and they're £49. So there's a good sale on at the moment. They're called after8shoes.co.uk, and if you've got a slightly bigger shoe size, they will probably be able to find your pair of shoes. Or boots, they've got a whole new, they've got all this season's boots in and stuff, and lots of trainers and things like that. Lots of different styles, so some might not suit you, but some will look really good.
Yeah.
But definitely worth a look.
Very good, thanks very
okay.
much.
Okay, pleasure, done.
It's 10:30 at night, so
we're going to get a couple of shite-outs.
We'll do some shite-outs before we go anywhere. Can you get shout-outs on your phone?
Yes,
we'll do a couple each. This is from Sabine Thompson. Hi, guys. Can I recommend a new podcast for your Making the Cut listeners?
Another podcast?
Yeah, I know. The Atlas Obscura.
I love the Atlas Obscura. Yeah. It's amazing. We should recommend the Atlas Obscura. I'm sure we have, actually.
I have no memory of it whatsoever if we have. Not, that doesn't mean we haven't, by the way. The Atlas Obscura, an audio guide to the world's strange, incredible and wondrous places. 4 episodes, Monday to Thursday, in under 15 minutes. Really good one, episode in, might mean episode 1. Sabine Thompson, that's great.
Where do I look?
Really, What, for...
In primary or general?
General.
General. Okay. Sabine. Okay, yeah, got it.
Thank you for that, Sabine. I'm going to make a quick note of that in my reminders list, because I found a podcast today that has absolutely blown my brains out, but I'm going to save it for next week and I'll talk about that then. Thanks, Sabine.
Graham Herron has talked about a beer.
Yeah,
but then brilliant. He sent a photograph... as well yesterday, and he said this stuff is so good if you're not drinking alcohol, but unfortunately the photograph has been viewed,
yeah,
probably
by Olivia and then we
don't know what it is. So Graham, if you're listening, he does listen,
yeah,
could you please send me a photo that stays in the feed, because I would like to talk about that, because yeah, obviously I'm interested in it, because I'm trying not to drink Coke Zero.
Yeah, you've
this
got
is
to,
a disaster.
You can do a little ban on fizzy drinks for a while.
I'm trying to do that, but yeah, it's very, very hard. And also, it's expensive. Soft drinks, they're very expensive if you get, like, kombucha things and stuff. They're, you know...
Yeah, kombucha, I'm not doing that.
It's nice. Yeah. It's nice. It's nice.
So this is GenieBX1 says, Instagram recommendation will make you smile. Such an inspirational guy,
oh, great,
doing amazing work. He deserves huge appreciation and love. Take a look. It's J7 Health Centre.
I'm going to look now.
Yeah, do that, because she's not tagged it into that. She's just written that. So was it J7?
That's quite a funny name, isn't it? J7 Health. Okay, got it.
Gym. Have you?
Leisure. View profile. Oh! It's this guy. I love this guy. I am so pleased that you have recommended this, because he is the J7 Health Center, mm-hmm, is a health center in the community that looks after and tries to get everybody in the community exercising, no matter what problems they might have holding them back, mm-hmm, or what physical difficulties. You know the one.
Yes, I've just had a look. I know exactly
and
who this is.
There is one particular trainer. Mm-hmm. I think he might be the owner.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's called Giovino, mm-hmm, if that is his name. Mm-hmm. But there's somebody here. Anne's had a stroke, and... he starts off by exercising with her, but she gets better and better and better. And you can see, mm-hmm, the pride that everybody has on their faces. But the way he trains them, yeah, and encourages them will make you cry,
yeah,
and want to leap up and cheer. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I'm surprised he's only got 57,000 followers, really. He should have like 500,000
followers.
I'm
following right now. I'm going to follow from my account.
Okay, yeah, good. That's a great idea.
He is breathtaking. I'm going to go...
Thank you, GenieBX1. That's perfect.
You read another one, because I'm following him.
So, Vicky Scotto. Hi, this will make Mr. Douglas' eyes leak, I reckon. So this is Kelsey Ballerina, Leave Me Again. I feel we are even now. I was like, Leave Me Again. And then two crying emoji faces. I feel we are even now, as his recommendation of Sarah Bareilles. Oh, gosh, she used to be mine. Oh, God, I can't listen to that. That is too much.
I know.
Gets me blubbing every time. Can't wait till the pod resumes service. You
what
guys
song?
Taking a break. Is the only downside of the summer, Vicky. So it's called Kelsey Ballerina, Leave Me Again. Now, a long time ago, I recommended Sarah Bareilles, She Used to Be Mine. I don't think I could listen to that song now. I think it's just too intense. But if anybody likes a good cry or kind of a nostalgic look back at their life, the Sarah Bareilles, She Used to Be Mine, is unbelievably powerful.
Is it called Leave Me Again?
Leave Me Again, yeah.
Like, it must be quite a random one of hers, because
Kelsey
it's not
Ballerina, yeah,
in the top.
Might be in an album track.
Okay, I'm going to have to look up the song.
Yeah, but thanks very much, Vicky Scotto. That's.
I want to play it to you, make you cry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really in a crying mood.
You're always in a crying mood. What are you doing? I found it.
Have you?
Okay.
Oh.
I hope you're spending Christmas with your family. I hope you're writing songs that you love. I hope you're feeling happier than you.
okay. Oh. Yeah, no more of that.
No.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
So what got you there?
Because I didn't realise that she was... I thought she was referring to herself when she said, I hope you never leave me again.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's just something about the separation of self that is really painful, I think. I think being left by somebody else is obviously difficult. But when you go from yourself, it's much worse.
Mm. I wonder what she means, though, by, I hope you have a nice time with your family, I hope you, and then I hope you never leave me again.
Mm. Well, I don't know.
I think we might have to set you right off.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, well done. I think we should have a new thing now. Please, can you recommend songs?
The Sarah Bareilles song, that She Used to Be Mine, is obviously about herself.
Yeah.
So I'm making the assumption that this is about herself, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have a listen to it. Yeah, I'm going to make you listen to it.
Okay, great.
Watch you weep.
Boom! Okay.
And if anybody wants to make me cry, Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah.
Bonnie Raitt's version of I Can't Make You Love Me.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes me weep.
Rather than George Michael's.
Yeah.
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 Thank you,
but
ladies.
I love George, just for the record. Oh, God. I just want to paint a picture here for our listeners.
Yes.
Michael is sitting here topless with fake tattoos that are peeling off.
Mm.
After sort of 3 days of wearing, we put them on the weekend. Well, you put them on the weekend.
I put them on the weekend for
they
a laugh.
Are a big hit. Mm. These fake tattoos that you put on, I think they're much better than real ones.
Tattoos.
Because, yeah. Well, because you can put them wherever you want. They change all the time. It's so fun. I'm always wondering what you're going to have on.
Yeah.
And where you're going to put it.
So I work in Soho, and there's these shops. There's a shop in Soho called So High Soho. You know that's what it's called?
No.
It's quite good, isn't it?
There's also one called Simply Pleasure.
Yeah. That's a sex shop, though.
Yeah.
This one's more of a kind of hedonistic shop, I would say.
Is that not the same thing?
Hedonistic is like crack pipes and weed grinders stuff like that.
I love
rather
Soho.
Rather than dildos. Like, and,
okay.
Yeah, that kind
amazing.
Of thing. Yeah, they do tattoos and all sorts of weird things. So I always buy like 3 or 4 tattoos if we're going on holiday or going somewhere funny.
And everybody loves them. We need to buy a lot more because everybody this weekend was
give us a tattoo.
Yeah.
But they look really real.
Really real.
And then, of course, in 3 or 4 days they disappear and it's like, yay.
Do you know what that looks like?
You what?
You've been wearing HRT stickers.
Yeah, they've all gone a bit manky.
That's what my hips look like every day.
And the hips don't lie.
Hips don't lie.
Thanks, loves. Loves, it's good to be back. And we'll speak to you next week.
I love you. We're a bit shambolic.
Yeah, we're all
over
the place.
It's all right, Saskia's going to clean it all up.
We are working so hard. We've been fired out of a cannon, basically, back to work. But
we're very happy.
But we're very happy to be back with you lot. All right, have a lovely weekend or whenever you listen to this.
Love you. Bye.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.